Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavamis Peyam and Aleph. We're holding on Ayin Tesem of Beis by the last line of the Gemara. So it says the Gemara, Hichidam Yisrashama, what is a Srashama? Amr Avitzel Bar Yosef, Amr Rav Yechanan, Kol Shalei Rosh, Achaz B'Kashrusa. He was never able to have children from the day he was born. Minaya Dinan, how do you know that he wasn't able to have children? Amr Abaye, Kol Meitel Mayim V'Nu Ayisa Kippah. When he goes to the bathroom and doesn't make a kippah, that's the siman that he can't have children. I mean, Mayim Avay, where does it come from, such an illness? The Ape Ime B'Tahara. When his mother was expecting, she baked bread in the heat of the day, V'Shas Yishechur Marka, she drank undiluted beer or very strong beer, and these things caused it affected the fetus, affected the baby, that he wasn't able to have children. Amar Rav Yosef, Hani Dishmana La'ami, the Amar, now that I understand what I heard from Ami, who said that anybody as Rishchama is one who was inflicted from when he was in the womb. I didn't know where it comes from, now I understand what it comes from. Now I asked the Gemara, according to Bekiva, we had in the Mishnah, according to Bekiva, that this Rishchama, who is Loi Haisel Shasa Kaisher, does not perform Chalitza. Question is, why aren't we required to perform Chalitza? V'lecha Shem Hivri Bein Tayim. It's true he was born a Sris, he wasn't able to have children. It's true we see that now he's a Sris, he has, let's say, Siman Sris. But maybe he got healthy at some point in the middle of his life and then he went back to being sick. So says the Gemara, no. Came into Chalasa V'Sleifulak or Lechashin. And since we saw clearly he was afflicted when he was younger, he's afflicted now, so that already tells us we could give, have the, we have, we're allowed to assume that he was afflicted the whole time in between as well. Now, Masav Rav Mari, Rav Mari asked, Rav Chanina, Benetik Nisaymer, that Baitkin Oysay Shleish Shalish Pa'amim B'Tech Shmoinim Yoim, that when it comes to Bachar Behema, you want to check to see if it has a mum in his eye, so you have to check it three times in the period of 80 days. Beginning, middle, and end. You see, we don't rely just on the beginning and the end. We require an extra bedika in the middle. First, the Gemara says, Achad Aver Chayshinan, Lekula Gufa Lechayshinan. That's because the injury is just to one Aver. So it's possible that he got healed. If it's just a little sickness, so maybe he got healed. That's why we have to have that extra check. But when it comes to a Sris is considered like a Chayli Kula Guf, so therefore, it would take a lot more for him to get healed. We don't have to assume that he got healed in the middle. Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer Leiki V'chulu. Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah argued, he said that Sris Chamam, someone who's born a Sris, so since he has Rafua, it's possible for him to get healed, so therefore he is Shayach to the Parish of Chalitza. Ask the Gemara, I'll show you that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Sris Chamam does not have Chalitza. Remember, we learned in the Braisa, the Ben Esrim Shana Vlevi Shtei Cyrus, you have a 20-year-old guy, he still hasn't had Shtei Cyrus, and now a Yavama falls to him, so if you Rayashu Ben Esrim Vu Asris, he brings a Raya that he's 20 years old, and that he's a Sris, that he has Siman Sris, and then we won't require him to do Chalitza or Yibam, and Mrs. Ruby could go out scot-free. Similarly, Bas Esther and Vilayav Yushtei Cyrus, if Mrs. Reuven is 20 years old and she still doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, if you Raya she Bas Esther via Islandus, she'll bring a Raya that she's Taka 20 and that she has Simani Islandus, and then Lechelatzis, let me say, Amis, we won't require her to do Yibam or Chalitza. Divri Beisela, that's the sheet of Beisela, that's Tali at the age of 20. Beshami Aimrim Zebizeb B'nei Shmoina Esrei, that's Tali at 18. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer are mixed. Hazachar Kadivri Beisela, B'nei Kevik Divri Beishamai. Hazachar at 20 and then the Kevik at 18, younger. B'nei Shayishim Amim Heres Lava Lufnei Ayish, because we find and the woman matures earlier, that's why a woman becomes bas mitzvah a year earlier, so therefore it would be expected for a woman to have Shnei Cyrus earlier, and therefore at 18 we could already confirm that she's an Islandus, and according to Basilil it's only for, and whereas by Sris it's only at the age of 20. Al-Kapan, what do you see from here? The Bryce is discussing Chalitza, and we're saying that once it's confirmed that the person's a Sris Chama, that he was never able to have children, so then he won't have a Chiv Chalitza. And Rabbi Eliezer speaking in the Bryce, it sounds like Rabbi Eliezer is agreeing that a Sris Chama does not have Chalitza. In the Mishnah, he said that the Sris Chama has Chalitza because he's Yeshle Refuah. So says the Gemara to Terutzim, Amar Rami Bar Dikuli, Amar Shmuel, Chazer Bar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer was Chayzer. Ibailu Mehei Hadar Bey, which one was he Chayzer from? Which is his Maskana? Tashema, the time we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Sris Chama Chayzer, so Chalitza Lishtoi, that the Sris Chama has Chalitza, like Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah. She came in Minan Misrapim, Lachsandra Shamitzrayim, because he's Yeshle Refuah, like we find in Lachsandra Shamitzrayim, they are able to heal such people. Since he's Yeshle Refuah, he's to the parish of Chalitza. So since we have another Braisa, which has like our Mishnah, so Mistama, that's the Iker sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, and the one that he was Chayzer from was the one of the previous Braisa, where he said that a Sris Chama does not have Chalitza. But really, his Maskana is that a Sris Chama does have Chalitza. Rabbi Lazar, Aimer, a different Teretz, that Lo'aylam Lo'ayhadar Bey, was never a Chazara, and he never had a Havamina that a Sris Chama would not have Chalitza. He always held that the Sris Chama has Chalitza. That which he commented in the previous Braisa, it's not because he agreed to the etzem din that the Bisham and Bisil were discussing. He held that the Sris Chama has Chalitza anyways. It's just that he held that it's important to know when a person becomes a Sris and an islandess, because it's negated to other things, it's negated to ancient. Now says the Gemara Itmar, Acha Chela mi ben Shnei Esrei. Let's say you have a girl who eats Chelev from when she's 12 years old. V'yemechad ad ben Shmeina Esrei. Sometime in between she was 12 and 18. Let's say she was 14 years old. She ate a piece of Chelev. V'noldu bay Siman Esres. And then she becomes 18. Still no Shnei Esrei. And she has Siman Esres. U'la'achar mikanei v'Shnei Esrei. It could even be that she gets Shnei Esrei afterwards. That's not important. The point is that she turned 18 and she had Siman Esres. So Rav Amar Nasa Esres L'mafreya. Once she becomes a Esres, she's a Esres L'mafreya from when she was 12. But Mela shall be chayev for the chelev that she ate. Shmuel Amar Katan Hayabayis Asha. That no, she was a katana at the time that she ate. She only becomes an islandess, a Esres, an islandess at the age of 18. The mask for Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef has the kasha that the Rav, according to Rav, who says it goes L'mafreya. So islandess or a mayor, Yehelei Kanas. Why does her mayor in Ksuba say that when a man's ma'anis an islandess, he doesn't pay a kanas? Only a naira you pay kanas, but not to an islandess. According to Rav, that it goes L'mafreya. So at 12 years old, she should become a naira, and it should be shayach a kanas to an islandess. So Amalei Abaye, then no, she never becomes an islandess. She never becomes a naira because mikatnusa yatsa lebeger. She goes straight from being a katana to being a begeres. Amalei, so Rav Yosef said back to Abaye that kol kihani mili mal yasa yisamrim yishma. You should always say such great things in my name, the Tanya, because I have a raya to you that you're 100% right. We learned in the Braisa, in esres nida ki ben seru rumeira. If you shame by seru ben seru rumeira nida in alam bechasim hazaken etachven. It's not possible for esres to ever have a din of a ben seru umeira, because one of the tanayim of a ben seru umeira is that he has to have a full zakin dachtai. Vein ailness nidonis kanaira mairasa should be katnusa yasel beger, and an ailness will never have a din of a naira mairasa because she's never a naira. Why? Because she goes straight from being a katana to being a begeras, exactly like Abaye said.